And now let's meet the incumbent in House District 28, Craig Johnson. Welcome, Representative Johnson. You're here by yourself, so we'll have a colloquy for about 5 minutes, and then we'll give you an opportunity to make a closing statement. First of all, for those who either are new here or haven't been following closely, how long have you served in the legislature?
I have been in two terms, and this will be my third.
And could you give us a general description of your district?
It is basically the area that is bordered by Diamond, Minnesota, down to Johns Road, to Old Seward, and to the ocean. So it is basically the Bluff area, Diamond, Minnesota area, with some cutouts because of Sand Lake, some Sand Lake, Clad, Ocean View, Bayshore area.
And when you have an opportunity to meet constituents either at their door or at community events, what are they talking about this time around?
It, of course, some of the things that are going on in a national election seem to be occupying a lot of people's time. It's also people seem to talk about. But in my district, it's jobs. People are concerned about the future of our economy. They're concerned about the future of their livelihood and of their children, and quite frankly, their ability to stay in Alaska, the state that they love. So that is followed right behind the national politics. That's the number one issue.
If that's the issue and that's the question, what's your answer?
Well, we do have to do something. We are losing jobs out of the state. We are fortunate to be here, and we're a little insulated because we have oil revenue, and our state is blessed with great natural resources. But if we don't do something to attract business, CNN voted us chosen us as the 50th worst state in the union to do business. If we don't quit saying open for business is something more than a slogan, we in fact are going to lose those jobs, and the for sale signs are going to continue to pop up around the neighborhood. So I think we have to reasonably develop our resources. We have to streamline our regulations, and we have to open OCS, and we have to be able to get into Anwar. We have to keep the pipeline full of oil. It still accounts for 90% of our revenue.
Are you one of the legislators and others who are concerned about the potential decline in federal spending and what the consequences might be?
Certainly I'm concerned about that. One of the problems that the federal government does is they give you a certain amount of money and then they pull it back, and we have these programs in place. And so one of the things I've watched very closely is not getting into these programs with the federal government where they'll pay for certain employees for 3 or 4 years, and then the funding comes back and we have that employee on our payroll. I think that the federal funding, especially for infrastructure, we are going to suffer, and we're going to have to make up that gap. We are lacking in roads and transportation systems, so we will have to make up that
gap.
And
how would we do that?
Well, we have to develop our resources. We have to continue to develop oil. We have to continue to develop our resources, fishing. Hopefully there's a timber industry in the future somewhere, mining. And we have to be smarter with how we spend money.
How do you feel about the AGEA process?
I voted for the AGEA process as a first step. When it came down to a sole source contract where we were going to pay $500,000 to or $500 million to one company, I became reluctant. I think the jury's still out on that. I think the bids are sealed. We won't know if it's successful or not until we see the conditions on those bids. I don't think there's any doubt that they're going to ask for some long-range or long-term fiscal certainty. That is something that's been difficult for the legislature to do based upon our Constitution, whether we do it contractually or statutorily. I think that's something we're going to have to face. And we'll see in the upcoming months whether or not either of those projects are successful in the highly conditioned bids that came in for the gas.
How do you feel about a proposed bullet line from the North Slope to South Central and stops along the way?
I think that Alaska has to be prepared for multiple alternatives. Today, gas was in the lower 48 was $3.50. The proposed tariffs on both pipelines are right around $4. That math doesn't work. I've always contended that the most expensive gas was no gas. So if we have to build a bullet line to sustain Alaskans, sustain the jobs, then that is an option that we have to look at. The first choice should be the big line, there is no doubt. If it works, fine, but we can't sit on our hands, and we've been pretty good about putting all our eggs in one basket. We have a group that we formed, the In-State Pipeline Caucus. We have incorporated several departments and they're looking at that and will be coming back to us in July with a report on the feasibility of that project. And we just need to have all options on the table at this time. We can't afford to turn our back on anything, especially when you're talking about a $40 billion project, a mega project that may or may not work.
Thank you very much. We now have time for a one-minute closing statement, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Michael. I believe that Southwest Anchorage is the best place in Alaska to live. That includes good roads, safe neighborhoods, and good schools. My wife and of 31 years and I have lived in South Anchorage for over 20 years. We've raised two children there, and they both went to Clatt Elementary, Mears, and Diamond. I think it's the best place. One of my commitments and one of the things I'm running for is to keep it one of the best places. Alaska's a state that's rich in resources. We have a tremendous amount of coal resources, a tremendous amount of oil. We haven't even tapped half of what's on the North Slope, but we have to be allowed to develop those resources. Sometimes we get in our own way, sometimes the federal government gets in our way, but we have to be on the lookout and we have to fight that at every turn, and we have to be able to develop our resources reasonably. I'm excited about the future because we do have it in our control. We can do it. And with the help of the voters, I'll go back and try it again. It's been a real honor and a pleasure to serve. I'm looking forward to go back. I'll continue to try to make Southwest Anchorage and Alaska a great place to live, and I'm looking forward to your vote.
Thank you, Representative Johnson.